listening to Instant Microwave Buzz, an improvised sketch comedy podcast recorded live in Maui, Hawaii. Aloha. To learn more about Instant Microwave Buzz, go to IMF Maui on Instagram. Support us on Patreon under Instant Microwave Buzz. And now on with the show.
Jimmy, dinner.
Where is that boy?
Larry, he's always, I mean, he's definitely been going through a phase lately.
Jimmy.
Hey, Daddy.
Come on in.
What's for dinner?
We got some meatloaf and corn and potatoes.
Nice. I like meatloaf night.
How was your day today?
Pretty good. Yeah, I was hanging out with Bobby, and his parents are going to Boulder, and they're going to snowboard, and he invited me.
Oh, wow.
And it's not for, like, in a couple months. It's going to be, like, winter break. And I just throwing it out there. They're even going to pay for everything. So they just want me to come along. Is that okay?
Well, Jimbo.
Could we talk about that?
That's very nice of Bobby. That sounds very fun.
Well, you had some problems last semester, didn't you, in school with your grades?
Yeah, but I have a good feeling about this year. I mean, it's been like what? Like the first 3 weeks, and I've been doing okay. I take all my notes and everything. And okay. But yeah, I'll be really good this year because I'm gonna work towards that trip. And you always say, if I work hard, I can get the things I want, right?
So you're forecasting into this semester is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know what that means, Jim?
That I can, if I do good, I can go on the trip. Is that what you guys are saying?
We're going to have to check your minority report card.
We need to consult the pre-K cogs.
What?
We'd love to trust you, Jimmy.
No,
your predictions have not always been accurate.
Let's go
for
to the
what
garage.
Your grades will be.
I've been studying thus far. I'm not that far behind.
The pre-K cogs are exactly accurate.
There's a reason why we got them. They're not just the best tutors. They see the future. So let's go to the garage. They're out there in the cold plunge.
Damn it.
You knew we were going to have to do this when you started forecasting into the future, young
man.
But
I said I'd be trying to do it.
Especially when you're saying all of your grades are going to be good. Like, that doesn't sound accurate.
All right. Lift up the hood here. All right. Pre-K Cogs.
Greeting, Pre-K Cogs.
Hello.
Pre-K Cogs, Jimmy here is asking us if he can do some fun extra activities with his friend.
Fun, what is Jimmy? Fun? Can't pay attention.
We're wondering what his grades look like this semester. He gets his card next week. What's his report card look like?
He's saying that his grades are going to be good, but we aren't going to believe it until we see the minority report card.
You better not screw me again.
Class participation is lackluster.
His attention span in class is non-existent.
His running in the hallway is consistent. His overall performance is unsatisfactory.
Jimmy still has an extension on his book report due 2 weeks ago.
He fails P.E. How do you even fail P.E.?
And by 2 weeks ago, I mean today.
Mrs. Walker's not a fan.
So, Jim, it sounds like in 2 weeks, you're still not going to have your book report that was due today in.
No, I got the extension. That's fine. I still have time.
And the teachers haven't told me anything about this bad behavior, so I'm guessing that's going to happen in the next week or so as well.
If he hasn't just been hiding notes from his teachers and not giving them to us.
He's been hiding them.
Shut up. No, there wasn't a note that needed a signature or anything. It was like just performance stuff.
He masturbates to a bottle of Mrs. Werther's.
Leave her out of it!
In the bathroom at school.
I learned in sex ed that these are natural urges.
Well, Jim, we're proud of you for exploring your body and your natural urges, but That's not appropriate in school.
Did you wonder what happened to your precious moments, porcelain doll?
He squeezes his penis in the refrigerator door.
No, I, it's cold, but I wouldn't do that.
What happened to those dolls?
I don't know. Let's pre-K Cogs. He threw them in the trash. He didn't like them judging him.
The special moments dolls are in the trash?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I feel like there's, how do we come back from this?
Did he do that yet?
I haven't even done anything like that. I wasn't even thinking about stuff like that.
You are now.
Oh God, I don't like him. What? No, I won't, Will. I won't, Will. I will, won't. I won't do that. I don't want to do that. I want to do that.
Jim, I'm sorry. You're grounded for pre-crimes.
No, what about the trip?
Your pre-K grades are just not good enough.
But
pre-cog, pre-K, what are you folks called?
We're pre-K.
Pre-K cogs say your grades just aren't good enough.
I still have time. I can pull it up.
Morally, he's fairly bankrupt as well. It does not bode well for his future as an adult functioning in this society.
It does sound like you're morally bankrupt with that Werther's. That's Jim.
I have free will. I have free will. I don't have to go down this route. I can change.
Jim, don't jump out that window.
There's only one way to stop the future. Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, Dad.
As it is written.
He'll be back.
Honey, don't do that. No.
It's okay. We're on the ground floor. He's fine.
Oh. He's just going to go to 7-Eleven. He'll be right back.
He landed in the petunias. They're destroyed.
I'm running away forever.
He forgot his phone.
He's going to get a raspberry slushie.
Right back. I need my phone. All right. Never again. You're never going to see me again.
He forgot his shoes as well.
And his bike got stolen because he left it out in the yard overnight, so he can't ride anywhere.
And he has a rash on his ass.
Hey, can I get you guys a drink or some food or anything? You've just kind of been...
And honey, you don't ask them about me ever, right?
Right. Right.
I haven't asked them about you, but now I'm wondering if I should.
What would you even ask them?
Hey, pre-K Cogs, yes. Has my husband been faithful? Will he be faithful? Continue to be faithful?
Faithful to Pornhub.
He's got a thing for a girl at work, but she hates him.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
He's a creep at work.
I get off on this girl hating me, and I still love you, so it's okay. All good.
Yeah, as long as you haven't got a chance with her, that's fine.
He committed a hit and run in college.
Wow, this is past stuff, too. I mean, I knew about the hit and run. It was me. That's how we met. What about in the future? What does he do in the future?
He's the reason the world ends.
Well, I think this was good. We got Meatloaf getting cold on the table. Yeah. So, all right. Thanks, Pre-K Cog. We'll see you in another couple months.
Can you get me a Sprite?
It smells like Sprite in here. I guess I thought you guys were floating in Sprite.
We need fresh Sprite.
We only have Mountain Dew Code Red.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Okay. I'll be right back. Everybody, you guys all want one?
Thank you.
Please.
Mountain Dew Code Red.
Instant Microwave Buzz is a weekly improvised sketch comedy podcast recorded live at the Fuzzbox Studios in Lahaina, Hawaii, on the beautiful island of Maui. To learn more about the Fuzzbox Studios and their mission to encourage, inspire, and empower individuals in developing their creative visions and by providing an environment to cultivate their skills and talents, check us out at fuzzboxproductions.com. Check out our website for instantmicrowavefuzz.buzzsprout.com. You can find us on Patreon, YouTube, and Instagram under Instant Microwave Fuzz. And you can find us on all the podcast platforms. Support the show on Patreon at Instant Microwave Fuzz. And big thanks to our patrons, Will, Alan, Paul, and Laura. Thanks to all of you. We'll see you next week. Thank you.